If you like what you're about to hear, please consider leaving a review or liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing on YouTube. I don't have a Patreon or enable ads for this, so if you really like Oldex, please do contact Games Workshop on social media or via email and tell them you want me to narrate their audiobooks for realsies. Oldex. Codex Chaos Space Marines, 4th edition. Pages 17 to 21. The Long War. Written by Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori. Narrated by R.J. Bailey. With great thanks to Alistair for donating this copy of Codex Chaos Space Marines. The Long War. Since the Horus Heresy, the Chaos Space Marines have been a constant threat to the Imperium. Their raids and assaults are a grave menace, and every few generations, the forces of Chaos spill forth in massive invasions, spreading misery and destruction across dozens of star systems. Eternal Hatred. The ancient events of the Horus Heresy have long since passed into myth within the Imperium. The average Imperial citizen is entirely ignorant of the tumultuous events of the Imperium's founding. 10,000 years of history have obscured those dark days when Horus almost enslaved mankind with the shackles of chaos. Indeed, records of the full horror of the heresy are only preserved now by the demon-hunting inquisitors of the Ordo Malleus, and perhaps within the memories of the Emperor himself. However, within the Eye of Terror, time flows differently, and the same traitors who howled their praises to the gods of chaos before the Imperial Palace still live to this day. Their defeat gnaws at them like a cancer, and their hatred of the Imperium that they helped forge burns undimmed. These deadly warriors, who were tall, powerful space marines, proud fighters clad in plasteel and ceramite armor, have become cynical and embittered reavers, determined to destroy what they once protected. For these warriors, the Horus Heresy is not some distant, half-forgotten age, but a glorious war still in living memory. A war that is still being fought. Little remains of the organized legions that waged war upon ancient Terra. Millennia of jealousies and infighting have broken down the legions into companies and warbands of varying size. Each is led by a captain or champion of chaos who pursues his own destiny. The most fervent worshippers of the dark powers band together to form squads blessed by their patron god, and bear his mark upon their bodies and armor. Most have simply sworn themselves to all of the Chaos Gods. Others give themselves over to possession by demons, allowing the monstrous creatures of the warp to venture out into reality clad in the flesh of a living man. In the ever-changing delirium of the demon worlds, most Chaos Space Marines have survived the worst of the warp influence of chaos by keeping their sense of purpose. They are carried forth by ancient warships that have survived from the time of the heresy, but are now encrusted with millennia of Baroque decoration and scarred by old battle wounds. The traitor legions also capture drifting space hulks and refit them to use as vast battle barges, carrying thousands of troops. With these, the warbands of chaos go forth to despoil the worlds of the Emperor, enslave his followers, and steal his weapons and wealth, so that they might carry out further attacks. Thus, the raids of the Chaos Space Marines are an ever-present threat to the worlds around the Eye of Terror. Chaos Renegades. Over the turn of centuries, the forces of chaos have been further swelled by space marines that have turned from the light of the Emperor to pursue their own agendas. freed from the dogma and traditions of their chapter. These renegade space marines fully indulge their superhuman bodies and warrior minds. They most often become corsairs and mercenaries, using their unequaled battle skills to gather wealth and power, rising as tyrannical figureheads of pirate fleets and rulers of bases hidden on desolate planets. As they explore this new freedom of possibilities, these space marines inevitably turn at some point to the gods of chaos to grant them more power to do with as they will, and from this point on, they are doomed to walk the path of the Chaos Champion as much as any traitor from the Horus Heresy. These renegades are hunted men, loathed by other Space Marine chapters, who consider it a duty of honor to crush any renegades within the Adeptus Astartes, lest their perfidious behavior become a stain upon all Space Marines. Renegade Chapters. Though never rivaling the size and power of the Legions, the Space Marine Chapter is a potent military force, and when an entire chapter turns renegade, it is a grave threat indeed. With all of the resources of a Space Marine Chapter at their disposal, the Renegades of Chaos destroy armies, conquer worlds, and despoil whole sectors of the Imperium. Such events warrant an extreme response from the Imperium, not to mention other Space Marine chapters. It is perhaps the most trying test of faith for a Space Marine to fight another Space Marine, and these internecine conflicts often have a calamitous effect on other chapters nearby. In these circumstances, such inter-chapter wars tend to escalate quickly, engulfing many worlds with bloodshed. On occasion, those forces sent to deal with the treacherous chapter may actually end up, in whole or in part, joining with those they were sent to destroy. Such an occurrence infamously took place during the Obscuran uprisings of the late 34th millennium. During 400 years of anarchic separatist rebellions across much of the Segmentum Obscurus, at least 7 Space Marine chapters broke their oaths to the Emperor and took part in the looting and pillaging of hundreds of worlds. Of these chapters, 2 of them, the Sons of Vengeance and the Silver Guards, initially fought on the side of the Imperium, but became renegades after their actions against the Free Council of Hinedra II. Brutally crushing the rebellion that had overthrown the Imperial commander of the world, the 2 chapters ran wild, slaughtering and looting in the name of the Emperor. Soon, the renegades dropped even the pretense of punitive action against the rebels when the Sons of Vengeance took their campaign to the neighboring system of Lascaria, which, at the time, was still loyal to the Emperor. By the time news of the betrayal reached the Adeptus Terror, the 2 chapters had split into dozens of warring warbands and turned 14 star systems into their battleground as they spilt each other's blood in a savage war for dominance. This and many other cataclysmic events have bloodily punctuated the history of the Adeptus Astartes, right up to the present day. Though there are no complete accounts, even in the archives of the Inquisition, the Lords of the Ordo Malleus believe that as many as 50 Space Marine chapters have fully fallen to the wiles of chaos since the end of the Horus Heresy. The fall of Kartoth, the League of Deliverance, the Cycle of Restitution, the Reign of Blood, the 4th Quadrant Rebellion. Throughout all of these momentous events and wars, the loyalty of the Space Marines has proven fallible, and the laws of chaos strong. The most recent was the turning of the Angels of Flame chapter during an extended mission of reconquest on the rim of the galaxy near the Ghoul Stars. Even now, planetary governors, imperial inquisitors, and military commanders in the region wait with trepidation for the bloodshed that will surely follow. the Constantinus Iconoclasm. While renegade chapters are a grave threat to the Imperium, it is thankfully rare that a chapter turns to chaos in its entirety. More often, individual space marines succumb to the temptations of the chaos gods. Despite extensive psycho-doctrination and the constant attention of a chapter's chaplains, the seed of heresy can take root in the heart of any space marine. If allowed to grow unchecked, such sins as indulgence, ego, and ambition can turn a space marine from the role of defender of humanity to self-appointed judge and executioner. Desertion amongst the ranks of the Adeptus Astartes is extremely uncommon. However, when a space marine chapter is fully stretched, its warriors scattered across many battle zones, it is impossible for the officers and chaplains to monitor every battle brother. Alone or as small groups, space marines on extended patrol can become divorced from the chapter's teachings. They feel their skills are wasted or their dedication overlooked, and from such thoughts grow doubts. With no reassurance from the chaplains, no comradely brotherhood to give him succor, a space marine might then decide that he has sacrificed enough for mankind, and turn to more selfish goals. This was the case of Sergeant Constantinus of the Sons of Gulliman. As part of the fourth company of the chapter, Constantinus and his squad fought in freeing the populace of Nova Terra from Tyranid attack. Squad Constantinus was one of a handful of units left on Nova Terra to combat any resurgent Tyranid organisms that had survived the war, and to monitor the populace for sign of gene stealer or other Tyranid infiltration or infection. For 3 years, Sergeant Constantinus led his squad on endless patrols through the cave systems of Nova Terra's volcanic plateau, where the Tyranids had made planetfall, cleansing nestling broods with flamer and chainsword, not once seeking reward. However, when rumors led Constantinus to possible Tyranid infection in the city of Syrtis, he found a growing gene-stealer cult had pervaded the city's ruling aristocracy. As righteous as ever, Constantinus hunted down the infected nobles and their families and swiftly ended the threat. Far from being grateful, the people of Syrtis were enraged by the summary executions of their leaders and rose up in revolt. Disgusted by this behavior, his will and patience finally exhausted, Constantinus fueled the fires of rebellion. He led his squad on search and destroy missions throughout Syrtis, burning down entire city sectors. Soon the city was ablaze, and the fume-choked avenues were awash with blood and rioting mobs. The palaces of the nobles, nothing but charred ruins. Constantinus turned on those of his own squad who tried to stop him and cut them down with his power sword. He appeared before the power-hungry crowd and declared himself the new ruler of Syrtis. The former sergeant bitterly decried the emperor and his minions, claiming that it was the Sons of Gulliman that had turned him into such a monster, and he swore to lead the people of Syrtis to freedom. The few who spoke out against Constantinus were quickly silenced by the renegade himself or his rapidly expanding army of zealous followers. They looted the great cathedral of Syrtis and melted down its idols and icons to create a great golden edifice dedicated to Constantinus the Liberator. Over many months, the revolt spread from city to city until Constantinus stormed the mansion of the imperial commander at the head of an army nearly 3 million strong. Constantinus beheaded the imperial commander and declared that Nova Terra was now free from the emperor's iron grip. The renegade sergeant renamed the world Constantinium, and under his rule, the mob was given free rein. Constantinus plunged his newly conquered world into an anarchic age of darkness, as bloodthirsty crowds bayed in the streets and sacrifices were made to the ruinous powers. Called by their dark gods, dozens of Chaos Space Marine warbands traveled to Syrtis to join the renegades. Constantinus fought the best champions of Chaos to arrive and defeated them, claiming their warbands for himself. He then embarked on a terrifying pogrom of other planets in neighboring systems, and within a decade his rampage engulfed the whole sector. Eventually, Imperial forces arrived to reclaim the world, and war raged for 13 years, only ending with the death of Constantinus. Even now, some 300 years later, pockets of rebels still hold out in the volcanic plateau and whisper of the greatness of Constantinus the Liberator. A bitter war. While renegade space marines may provide new converts to Chaos, the traitor legions have not given up their ancient war. For 10,000 years, they have raided and despoiled the realms of the Emperor, for the glory of the Chaos gods, or simply to undermine the rule of the Imperium. The Word-bearers, once fanatically devoted to the Emperor, have turned their pious nature to the worship of Chaos, and on the worlds they conquer, they raise dark cathedrals dedicated to suffering and sacrifice. In particular, they seek out those worlds where the ecclesiarchy can be found in strength. Cardinal worlds, sepulchre planets, and relic worlds, and cast down the images of the Emperor to replace them with their own twisted statues and trophies. Alone of the traitor legions, the Word-bearers still have chaplains, the Dark Apostles, as they are known, who enforce a strict regime of religious observance upon their brethren. Their Primarch Lorgar expects all Word-bearers to spend a considerable period of each day in acts of ritual sacrifice, occult study, or dark prayer. Wherever a warband of the Word-bearers passes, they leave mutilation and desecration in their wake, while the fire pits of the Chaos Cathedrals on their demon world blaze with the corpses of the Emperor's faithful. Divide and conquer. Chaos cults have existed since the dawn of the Imperium, whether operating covertly or flaunting the rule of the Emperor in open rebellion. The Inquisition hold a special loathing for the Chaos Space Marines of the Alpha Legion for their part in spreading these iniquitous demon cults and fanning the embers of heresy into raging fires of bloody rebellion. After the Horus Heresy ended, the Alpha Legion continued to fight the Imperium by the most covert means. Small units of Alpha Legion warriors set up hidden bases in asteroid fields, space hulks, and barren systems throughout the galaxy, each an autonomous warband. Raiding parties still sally forth from these secret bases to catch the defenders of mankind unawares, sabotaging outposts, attacking ships, terrorizing settlements, and destroying garrisons with deadly efficiency. From these hiding places, the Alpha Legion warbands coordinate and direct activities of magisters and covens from one end of the galaxy to the other, instigating massive insurrections and subverting governments to their cause. These revolts are usually nothing more than diversions and shields for the Alpha Legion's other activities, misdirecting the forces of the Emperor, leading them away from the Imperial worlds the Alpha Legion want to attack. Over the centuries, the Alpha Legion have used this method of warfare to pull Imperial forces to neighboring sectors before attacking in force, their warships and ruthless soldiers pouring out of the Eye of Terror to assail a now unprotected world. It was the agents of the Alpha Legion who led to the eventual destruction of the Emperor's Swords chapter midway through the 40th millennium. For more than a dozen generations, agents of the Alpha Legion infiltrated the hive slums of Gorstengrad, the Emperor's Sword's homeworld. Through subtle manipulation of the most dominant sects and gangs, the Alpha Legion began to take control of the disordered urban nightmare from which the Emperor's Swords recruited, seeding potential future space marines with all manner of deviant philosophies and subconscious triggers. Certain images and phrases used in clandestine rituals on the very young, inculcated following generations to react in predetermined ways. Over many decades, though many of these brainwashed youths were rejected by the librarians and chaplains, some were recruited by the Emperor's Swords, a lurking threat unknown even to the recruits. Almost 3 centuries after they had put their plan into motion, the Alpha Legion broke out of the Eye of Terror and attacked Gorstengrad. When the Emperor's Swords met them in combat, the Alpha Legion unleashed all manner of hypnotic and disorientating psychic attacks, releasing the nascent personalities hidden deep within the minds of the unknowing infiltrators. Dazed and distressed, these few deranged space marines turned on their battle brethren, and with hours the chapter disintegrated into a morass of battling factions, some of which joined forces directly with the Alpha Legion, and others who simply fought on for their own survival. The Emperor's Swords were destroyed. Gorstengrad was razed, and the gene seed of the chapter was stolen. Many of the chapter's space marines have gone on to become infamous reavers in their own right, either leading warbands of their own or in the colors of the Alpha Legion. The Emperor's Swords were not the first chapter split by the corruption of chaos, and certainly will not be the last. Battle brother against battle brother, company against company, the dark gods of chaos can bring division and death even to chapters that few would ever doubt. Sometimes the chapter never recovers. Sometimes the loyalists triumph, hunting down and destroying their wayward battle brethren. And on occasion, the renegades escape justice and flee the wrath of their former comrades. It is a great stain upon the honor of the chapter for its warriors to turn renegade, and it will be scrutinized heavily for centuries after such events, as agents of the Adeptus Terror and Inquisition seek to root out any lingering malfeasance. What follows is a list of Chaos Space Marine legions and warbands, along with any significant notes and references. You are highly encouraged to seek out images of the named legions and warbands, so you can take in the full, vast, and varied color schemes which adorn their armor. Alpha Legion. Ref Traitoris Extremis. Recent sighting, Caradryas Raid. 796.M41. Angels of Ecstasy. Former Sons of Ulthanas, turned renegade during the Ganymethean Betrayal. Apostles of Minthras. First sighting, Eye of Terror, M33. Bleak Brotherhood. Possible Warp Ghosts Faction. Last sighting, Cadian Gate. Brotherhood of Darkness. Ref Cabalis Heresy, M41. Claws of Lorik. Cited Maelstrom. Notes, possible Astral Claws Splinter Group. Query. Death Guard. Ref Traitoris Extremis. Cross ref Plague Fleets. Zombie Plague. Nurgle's Rot. Company of Misery. Cross ref Brethren of Misery. Desolate Brotherhood. First sighting, Median 4, M37. Death Shadows. Ref Salamis Exculpation. Note, Sabotage and Terror Tactics Specialists. Disciples of Destruction. First sighting, 988.M41. Hakanor's Reavers. Leader, Hakanor, Demon Prince, formerly Chapter Master Promethean, Emperor's Children, Reth, Traitoris Extremis, last sighted, Orpheus for Enslavement. The Flawless Host. Autopsy notes. Extreme combat drug usage. Emperor's Children gene seed markers. Dragon Warriors. Note, close range specialist troops. Favor melter and flamer weapons. Iron Warriors. Reth, Traitoris Extremis. Specialisms, Grand Batteries. Engine Seers. Siege Works. Knights of Blood. Note, Frenzied Warriors. Crossref, Kaedon, Obsus Prima, and Helka II Massacres. Lords of Decay. Crossref, Space Hulk, Monolith of Woe, currently pursued in the Menteith sector. Night Lords. Ref, Traitoris Extremis. Notes, Rapid Attack. Guerrilla hit-and-run assaults. Oracles of Change. Notes, led by sorcerer Amadeus Volkstein, formerly Epistolary Vanius. Punishers. Origins, unknown. Location, unknown. The Sanctified. Crossref, Wordbearers. Location, Siege of Telesian Hive, Hancock's Landing. The Reborn. Notes, corroded armor, antiquated weaponry. First sighting, 795.m40. Query? The Purge. Participation in Vaxhallian genocides, responsible for over 14 billion deaths. Skull Takers. Ref, formerly Berserkers of Caradon. Contact lost, 153.m34 to 184.m39. You have been listening to Oldex, Codex Chaos Space Marines, 4th edition, pages 17 to 21, The Long War, written by Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori, narrated by R.J. Bailey. With great thanks to Alistair for donating this copy of Codex Chaos Space Marines. Thank you to Gav Thorpe and Alessio Cavatori for writing the fiction I grew up with. If you've enjoyed this, please leave a review where you found it, or like, share, and subscribe on YouTube, depending how you're listening. This production, like all of Oldex, is entirely unofficial and uncommercial. From an out-of-print publication, is a derivative work with all copyrights owned by Games Workshop, and is a celebration of the hobby and lore I grew up with. If you have suggestions for other old Codex fiction for me to narrate on this podcast, you can comment, contact me on Twitter at rjbailey, or email robertjbailey@gmail.com. Links are in the show description. I don't have a Patreon or enable ads for this, so if you really like Oldex, please do contact Games Workshop on social media or via email and tell them you want me to narrate their audiobooks for realsies. And honestly, you should look up these Chaos Space Marine color schemes. They're pretty damn great. Next episode, The Black Legion.